Hello, and welcome back to Ask a Monk. Today I'll be starting again my series on Buddhism, meditation, and the monastic life, answering questions that people have over YouTube and the internet in general. So, today the question comes in regards to choosing a path. The questioner asked about whether one can pick and choose from the various religious traditions, you know, based on one's interest. If one is interested in this tradition, that tradition, many different traditions, is it possible, or what is the result? What sort of result can one expect from picking and choosing the things that one finds useful from various religious traditions? And that really is the point is in regards to results, because a path, the meaning of the word path, is something that leads to a goal. And I think it's important to be clear that we have a goal in mind. Now, if you have a specific goal in mind, then there's really no problem in picking and choosing if you think this teaching or that teaching is going to help you towards that goal. So it's really going to depend on what sort of a goal you have. Now, the problem comes where there are many people who don't have a goal, and they might pick and choose simply based on their interest, simply based on what appeals to them at the time, and as a result have no particular goal in mind. They in fact might claim that there is no subjective, there is no objective truth or objective reality or objective goal, and they might take as their belief or their view that reality is what it is, and it's eternal, and all we have to do is to keep going, you know, do what comes to us at the time, and that's going to lead us ever and ever again to this sort of to a similar or a different or, you know, changing, constantly changing state of existence. So, and I think that whether it comes up as a view in one's mind, I think that sort of a idea is prevalent among people who pick and choose from various religious traditions. They don't have a particular goal or path in mind. They're just doing what comes to them at the time, and so it may be laziness. It may just be not realizing the importance, or not seeing any importance in finding a path or changing our state. Some people think that our state as it is fine. The problem with this idea, the idea of this continuous cycle or eternal existence continuing on and just, you know, taking what comes to you at the time, is that that then you put yourself in a position to have to accept the suffering and the unhappiness that exists in life. Now, by that, I don't simply mean the suffering that we're experiencing now, because obviously for most of us, you know, it's a mixed bag. There's some happiness and some suffering. But if your understanding is that existence and reality is eternal, and we just continue on and on as it is, then you have to look around you and see the sorts of lives that are possible. And it's clear that it's possible to experience a great amount of happiness, but it's also possible to experience a great amount of sorrow, a great amount of suffering. And by great amount of suffering, I mean torture and worse. So if you think that there is some value in this experience, it's important to take a very close look and not just take this as a view, because clearly even in our one life we've gone through a lot, most of us, just to grow up, just to get to the point where we're more or less stable. And if we look back at all the suffering and all the lessons we had to learn, and then ask yourself whether you want to learn these lessons and then forget them and then have to learn them again and forget them, on and on and on, with no end in sight. I think most of us, if we're honest with ourselves, we would prefer a state of development. And I think in that sense, it's fine to pick and choose the things that you think are going to help you, as long as you have an idea of what is going to be helpful for one's development. Now, the reasons why one might not simply pick a specific path, it's clear, I think, why there are many people who would rather not pick this religious tradition, that religious tradition, and so on. I think there for some people it's the not wanting to follow the crowd. We have this idea of an individuality, and we want to be special, and we want to have our own way, and it's an ego trip of sorts. But I think for other people it's quite discouraging to see all of these different paths all claiming to have the sole, the one and only way out of suffering, the one and only way to salvation, to freedom, to everlasting happiness, to development. And so as a result we think, better for me to take the good and not take something simply because it belongs to this religious tradition or that religious tradition, but take it because it seems, after some introspection and some even some experimentation, that it seems to be helpful. Take those things that are helpful. Now, this has its positives and its negatives. The negatives are, first of all, that your potential for mistake is greater, because all of the various spiritual and religious traditions have been tried and tested, and they do all lead to a fairly specific result. So, at least to an extent, you'd be better off to look and see where a specific tradition leads, a specific practice leads, because it could be that there are two traditions that are both leading to the same place, and there may be more than one tradition, one path, that they may actually be the same path, you see. And in this sense, it's important, I think one should never look at something in terms of a broad label, like this is Christianity and therefore it's going to lead me in this direction, this is Buddhism and therefore it's going to lead me in this direction, and so on and so on. It's important to look at the various teachers and the various traditions, because even in Buddhism, for example, there are many different ways, and ostensibly they lead in different directions to an extent. So, I think rather than picking and choosing at random or based on one's own limited knowledge, not having practiced any of these paths, one would be better off to look at the sort of people who practice a specific path and try out that path for a while. To not worry about collecting the things from various paths, but to look at the paths and see where they lead and to develop a specific path. I would prefer that over picking and choosing and hoping to cobble together some sort of path that's going to lead you somewhere, because the problem is, as I said, you've got no experience with it. So you cobble together this this vehicle, and you start going with it, and you know, it's going to, after some time, you might realize that it's not taking you. It's not well made, and it's not taking you in the direction that you need to go. But if you have this vehicle, you see other people taking this vehicle, and the results that they get are clear. Then you'd be better off to, in some sense, to follow after them. Because, you know, so you can do either. You could, you can choose to cobble together your own vehicle to make up your own path, and basically starting a new religion or a new religious tradition, saying that this is my path and it's leading there. Or hope for the best, and probably, you know, the odds are against you unless you're a fairly special person. Start looking at religious traditions. I mean, what we're talking about here is vehicles that lead us in a certain direction. And, they don't all lead in the same direction. So if you pick one, you know, and take it where it's going to lead you, or use it for that specific result, then why do you need to take something from another vehicle? I mean, not to say that these things are not good, but there are reasons why people have come to a specific set of practices, specific set of views, beliefs, and practices. So I would say it's expedient to pick a specific practice, because it saves you a lot of the guesswork, a lot of the experimentation. But if you're really fed up and you don't see that any one vehicle, any one path is leading you in the direction that you're looking to go, then by all means, I think you have to pick and choose and start your own way. And the only thing is that I would caution against this lack of direction, where people, put these things together sort of as an ego trip, or kind of thinking that this is my path, and then everyone looks at you and you can feel good about yourself because you've got your way, and so on. I think there's a lot of people like this who, in the end, wind up going nowhere, or not having any clear direction or any clear goal in mind. So I hope that helps. I would recommend that you at least try the path that the Buddha laid down, and that has been followed by millions of people up into the present day, and to see where that leads you, because as far as I can see, it's a path that does lead where it says it leads, and can clearly be seen to lead where it says it leads, as opposed to maybe as another path that says it leads somewhere but requires you to take it on faith that it does so. That actually the Buddha's teaching does lead to development that one can clearly verify, and lead to ultimate freedom from suffering and happiness. So, hope that helps. Thanks for the question. All the best.